This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has finished his first full legislative session as chief executive, and the GOP official is getting high marks from his party for what he accomplished. But Democrats wonder if he went too far by advocating for abortion legislation. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes stock of the 2019 session and how it may impact next year's GOP effort to stay in power.
By any objective measure, Parson had a good session. He wanted the GOP-controlled legislature to approve his ideas around workforce development and transportation spending, and those lawmakers followed through. He was also skillfully able to deal with warring factions within his party, most notably six conservative senators that at times held his priorities up. And as he briefed reporters before the end of the 2019 session, Parson reflected on how the tone in Jefferson City had changed in a year. He contended he was able to reset things after the chaos that engulfed Eric Greitens prompted him to resign the governorship.
It's about sitting at a table, trying to figure out solutions, working out problems, and making sure we're sure we move forward and keep focused on what's really Missourians want.
Lawmakers praised Parson for efforts from his administration to build relationships. House Speaker Elijah Haar of Springfield noted that Parson's approach was markedly different from Greitens, who developed a confrontational posture with the General Assembly.
Without hyperbole, I believe it to be the most successful policy session that I've ever been a part of in my 7 years in the legislature.
As with any legislative session, Parson did not get everything that he wanted. His bid to establish a prescription drug monitoring program faltered after opposition from conservative senators like Cindy O'Loughlin. The Shelbina Republican felt the program aimed at curbing opioid abuse amounted to an invasion of privacy.
If there are solutions to be found, we're willing to work with people, but I don't think that, you know, the 99% of the public and their family should all be swept into a database when it's 1% of the public that has the issue.
Parson also promised not to restart the state low-income housing tax credit unless lawmakers overhauled the program. That didn't happen. And now proponents of the incentive, like House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid of Springfield, believe Parson should reverse course, even if it means contradicting himself.
Should he waver? I think he should. We have people who need help, and this program may not be perfect, but it's better than nothing, which is what we have right now.
If there's one thing lawmakers did that may affect whether Parson stays in office beyond 2020, it's passing a far-reaching bill banning abortion. The legislation institutes an 8-week ban and bars the procedure almost completely if Roe v. Wade is overturned. When the GOP-controlled House was passing the bill Friday, demonstrators chanted in front of Parson's office demanding he reject the measure. They found common ground with lawmakers like Representative Barbara Washington, a Kansas City Democrat who characterized the bill as extreme.
This bill is not about pro-life. I am a woman. It is my body. It is my choice.
Parson will sign the abortion legislation, even though there's no exceptions for women who become pregnant from rape or incest. And State Representative Doug Beck wonders if that will take a political toll on the GOP. He pointed to how then-Congressman Todd Akin's U.S. Senate bid imploded in 2012 after his controversial comments about rape and abortion.
Everybody thought that was extreme then, and I'm having a hard time believing that 7 years later that the entire Republican caucus has moved in that direction, and the people have too. I don't believe that that is the case.
Parson has not officially said that he'll seek a full 4-year term as governor. But he told reporters that he felt Missourians were with him on the abortion legislation, adding that they knew his position on the issue throughout his long tenure in state government.
Look, I think all life has value to it. All life does. I've been pretty clear about that my entire career, you know, and I'm going to stand up for the people that don't have a voice. And everybody should have a right to life, and I believe that.
For now, Parson will review the dozens of bills sent to his desk. If he exercises his veto, lawmakers will have the opportunity to override the governor in September. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.